never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, the folks that get stuff from point A to point B all across our state, to the men and women, to Paul Enos, and all the folks at Nevada Trucking Association, thank you so very much. We are, believe it or not, under an hour. Gosh, I can't believe this. We're almost an hour away, in fact, a little less, from giving away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. We've been doing this month, and we're going to continue to do it all the rest of the month. And at the end of the week, just so you know, we put all the winners, the daily winners, into a hat, and we draw, and one lucky listener from that group will end up, oh, this is so cool, winning a $100 gas card. Yeah, and this is not going to be done today. It's not going to be done this week. We're going to do this all month. No, because it's crunch time, folks. I mean, everybody knows it is really tough out there. And the one thing we want to do is make it a little bit easier for you. We like to refer to it as listener benefit. It's what we do. It's who we are. Coming up, Victoria Seaman will join us, City Councilwoman, Ward 2 in the city of Las Vegas, and we'll get a chance to visit with her. We'll talk about local issues, but we're also going to talk about gun violence and how we put an end to it. What's the answer? We'll do that and more coming up. Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, City of Las Vegas, is next as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Extremely difficult for small businesses all across our state. Many have faced financial insecurity, and some have had to shut their doors. It is time to roll up our sleeves and get back to work. Christopher Dare is running for Secretary of State and vows to be a voice for these places of employment. Vote Christopher Dare for Secretary of State on June 14th.
I am Christopher Dare. I approve this message.
This advertisement was paid for and approved by Friends of Christopher Dare.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A man carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties was arrested Wednesday near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland after threatening to kill the Supreme Court justice.
A Supreme Court spokeswoman says the man who made threats against Kavanaugh was taken into custody just before 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Sources tell the Washington Post the man is from California and was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the court is about to overrule the 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion. He was also said to be upset over recent mass shootings.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. 26-year-old Nicholas John Roski of Simi Valley, California, was identified in a criminal complaint charging him with the attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. Emotionally charged testimony today at a House hearing on deadly gun violence at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and a Buffalo, New York supermarket. In a video played at the House Oversight Committee hearing, Miguel Cirillo asks his daughter, fourth grader Maya Cirillo, who survived the school shooting, how she feels.
Do you feel safe at school? Why not?
Because I don't want it to happen again.
And you think it's going to happen again?
While Lucretia Hughes, whose 19-year-old son was shot to death in Buffalo, says gun laws didn't stop a criminal with an illegally obtained weapon from killing her son.
10 more laws, 20 more laws, 1,000 more won't make what has already illegal more wrong or stop criminals from committing these crimes. And y'all are delusional if you think it's going to keep us safe.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 269 points, the NASDAQ dropping 88, the S&P 500 lower by 44, oil up to $122.11 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next lieutenant governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, with another day of record gas prices for Las Vegas yesterday, could $6 a gallon be a hit? The lead petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com says it's possible. It's not out of the question. Patrick DeHaan says Las Vegas could be just one refinery issue away from $6 per gallon. He says even a hurricane, which impacts oil operations in the Gulf Coast, could be such an occurrence. There were 304 refineries in 1982 in this country. Today, there are 124. DeHaan adds he's impressed with the record gas prices as Americans are still filling up. He says Nevada will likely experience high prices all summer long because of the lack of direct access to oil and reduced refining capacity. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for 10 o'clock tomorrow through Saturday night at 8 p.m., with daytime highs expected to be between 106 and 110 degrees. Weather officials warn the extreme heat can increase your chance for heat-related illnesses, especially if you're one of those who works outside.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, no pain, no gain. Those lane restrictions downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl are causing some bumper-to-bumper conditions right now. 515 eastbound at the 15th interchange, only two lanes available there, and you're backed up on that transition. Those merging from 15 north to 515 eastbound.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour for a Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And don't forget, coming up at 2:50, a $50 gas card giveaway will continue, plus a basic oil change from Meineke. That's all going out the door at 2:50. So just a few minutes from now, we'll be giving away that $50 gas card. Don't forget, at the end of the week, we'll be giving away a $100 gift card to one of our daily winners. Don't know who it is, but we're working on it. We're working on it. I am so excited. She's one of my very favorite people in this community, and she happens to be a very, 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 very hard worker. She is Victoria Seaman, city councilman from Ward 2, city of Las Vegas, and she joins us. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. How are you? We have 6 days left, Kevin.
I know. I'm so excited, and I bet you nobody's more excited about that than you are. Tell me what this last week is going to be like for you. Is it going to be breakneck, knocking on doors, or making speeches, or what?
All of the above. Mostly interaction with the constituents, walking. I do have my job, though, still, so... You know, I have obligations, ribbon cutting, speaking, but in all my spare time, I am going to be walking doors. Now, what I can tell you is my husband walked 5,000 homes. He made it to the 5,000 mark a couple days ago.
Congratulations.
I know. So he is my secret weapon, and he knows how to get votes. So we're really excited about the primary, and we're hoping to pull it out in the primary. So everybody in Ward 2, go out and vote so we can finish this in the primary and we can get back to work.
Tell me what the issues you hear about when you go knocking on doors, and I know you are super busy doing that. Tell me what people are telling you.
Well, the biggest thing is crime, public safety, as I've told you before. And this is why this election is so very important, because we have got to get people in Carson City and a governor who really care about holding people accountable for crime, and judges. A lot of judges on the ballot. And I think this has been the hottest button, only people don't know where to direct it at. When I go door to door, people think it's Metro, but it's not Metro. It's our NRS statutes that are created by our state legislators and signed by our governors. So this election is crucial if we want to lower crime and get back to a law and order state and city.
you've been a part of the legislature, and I'm curious, what kind of stuff do we need? What kind of changes and reforms do we actually need from the legislature to help us create a safer environment for all of us?
Well, we went through a couple of sessions, and across the country, this whole movement on bail reform and justice reform. And all that really did was give criminals a revolving door, right, you know, committing crime and right outside back to commit more. It didn't reform anything. It just caused chaos in our cities. Because if you know about the murder that happened at Dottie's, the guy was out with no bail as soon as he got arrested. So we're not holding people accountable. And when you don't hold people accountable for their crimes, they're going to commit more. So that this justice reform and bail reform in the legislature needs to go back to holding people accountable and strengthening our laws back to law and order and against criminal activity. Because when people are not held accountable, why are they going to stop doing what they're doing?
Let me ask you, across the country, there an endangered species is a district attorney in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Philadelphia and elsewhere, places where they've had a spike in crime. How are we doing here in Southern Nevada and in particular in our area?
Well, for the same reason of what I just told you is why they just recalled this DA in San Francisco, because he wasn't prosecuting the crimes. But they need to take a step further and be educated about the California statutes, the NRS statutes here, the Nevada revised statutes, but that they need to go to their legislature and do the same thing that we need to do. Violent crime is down and property crimes are up. So, I just got to say, these DAs that won't prosecute, because once the police do their job, they give it to the DA. They give their recommendation. For example, a crime is committed. They go to the DA and they go, we're going to recommend second-degree murder by our evidence. Well, the DA can choose not to prosecute it. And that's what was happening in San Francisco. And so they've recalled him. And the mayor's race over there is heating up with the top guy who was a Republican that recently changed his party in Los Angeles because of the crime. But again, it isn't just the DA. It's not just the mayor and the council. It's also the state legislatures who can make something that should be a felony a misdemeanor, which means they're not going to spend time in jail, which means they're going to be out and they're going to continue to commit crimes.
I want to ask you about Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. We have some very troubled individuals in our society. Many of them are young men. And I'm just curious what you think we're doing wrong. Is it more gun control that we need, or is there something else out there?
Absolutely not. What you see out there in places where they have the strongest gun control is the most murders by guns. So that is not the answer. The answer truly lies in what's happening with mental illness. We need to fund mental health. And that is something that these legislators and governors need to do across the board and get solutions together for mental health. Because a law-abiding citizen that buys a gun is absolutely not and it has never, what we read, they are not the people that are going out and committing these crimes. Once again, there's some sort of mental illness. And let's look at what else is happening. Our borders are open. We're not checking to see who comes into the country. And we've got that is also increasing our crime. I understand that people want to come over for a better life, but they need to do it legally so we know who's coming over. You know, we're facing our biggest caravan of illegals coming into this country right now. And that brings in the fentanyl, the sex trafficking. We've got a real problem. We've got a lot of problems in this country. And I think that the people are starting to wake up and realize it. And this election is so important. We need to tell people they need to get out and vote. They need to do their research and they need to vote.
Let me just ask you, around the country, cities have been inundated by these late night flights from ICE and from Border Patrol, essentially dumping off illegal immigrants in communities all across America. Do you know, are we a repository for some of these late night flights?
Not that I know of, but I do know that people are given flight free tickets to wherever they have family besides the late night flights. So I think that the whole country right now is going to be inundated because they're not stopping it. I mean, this is the problem. We are all crying out that it's time to secure our borders. And as time goes on, it's just getting worse. I mean, we really have to hold these leaders, I hate to call them leaders because they're not leading, but we need to hold these people accountable. And you have to look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. Congress is doing nothing. The president is doing nothing. And these people need to be voted out. And we need to get people that care about the American citizens.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining a city councilwoman and running again in Ward 2. Let me ask you, you're great at putting on events, and you've got a big event coming up on Saturday, 9 a.m., the Breakfast Buzz and Ward 2 Biz at Hash House Agogo. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, since I got elected, I want to be more interactive with the community, so I started this event called Breakfast Buzz, Ward 2 Biz. It's exactly what it says. You get breakfast, and we talk about issues in Ward 2. And we have not missed a month except for during COVID. So every month in restaurants in Ward 2, we invite people. We let them know ahead of time. It's always at a different place, and it's always on a Saturday. It's not necessarily the same Saturday every month, but it's every month. And this Saturday, it's going to be at Hash Agogo on Carlson in Summerlin in Ward 2. And anybody's invited, we just ask that you RSVP so we know how many people are coming, so we have a seat for everyone. And we just talk about Ward 2 business or the city issues, concerns. And I just love it because this is how I'm able to do my job so well. Because I meet with constituents, find out what the issues are, and then make the community a better place to live.
So you have a big event coming up on Saturday. Then you have an election on Tuesday. And then the day after the election, you've got a town hall on animal safety. Tell us about that. You're so busy.
So the town hall is to bring people together to talk about issues concerning our animals and to learn about safety for our animals. We're going to have the Animal Foundation there. We are going to have rescues there. We are going to have the animal control there. And it is going to be a town hall where people can come in and ask a question or tell us their issue and have it addressed. I am going to love this because, you know, my big thing is our animals. You know, I'm a big animal lover, and I want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep our animals safe in the city, especially with the summer coming and it's hot. And we got to protect our little fur babies.
I'm with you. If folks want to help your campaign out, I know it's late in the race, but if they want to help you out, how can they do it?
It's never late. They can go to my website, victoriaseaman.com. First, they can vote for me. I would love that. And, you know, if they have any questions, just call me on my cell phone, 702-466-0407. Go to my website, send me an email, donate money. Love this job and would love to continue to serve the people of Ward 2 in Las Vegas.
It's going to be fun, you know, watching all of the results. And by the way, are you expecting results Friday, Tuesday night? Or is it going to be a day or two or three later?
No, I think most is going to be hopefully that night.
Let's hope so. Victoria, thanks so much. Good luck in your reelection bid. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
You got it. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman in Ward 2, running for re-election. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. He is a candidate for governor. How's his campaign going? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That number again. Write it down. 702-965-2016. John Thune is a senator from South Dakota. And on Tuesdays, they have what they call the party lunches in the U.S. Senate.